Hello and welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Todd Trantham and I'll be your host for the show today. Today I'm going to be talking to our special guest, Dr. Bill Nolte, about our annual Staff Development Day that's coming up very shortly on October the 17th. Welcome to the show, Dr. Nolte.
Thank you for hosting, and you've hosted several programs lately, and that's always good.
Well, Dr. Nolte, I appreciate you having me on here to be your host, but we're talking today about our annual Staff Development Day, which is in effect almost like a mini educational conference for our staff.
It is. Concurrent sessions and national speakers and everything. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what it is.
Well, what we decided to do, oh my goodness, many years ago now, was to have one day, or some years we get to have more than one day where we really focus on high quality training for teachers, especially around things that are new. And this year, mark your calendars, okay? This year, it's tied to the fall break that the calendar committee put together and the board approved. So the fall break for students is Friday, October the 13th through Tuesday, October the 17th. And then, of course, there's a weekend in there. Now, but also mark your calendars, if you're a person with a teaching license, and we'll have some sessions for teacher assistants too, that Tuesday is a mandatory work day. So while all the kids are off on Tuesday, we're going to be here getting better.
Getting better. Getting I like better. That.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Nolte, why do we have this day?
Well, we have this day for lots of reasons. Number one, it costs a little money to do this, but this is a lot cheaper than letting our over 500 people with a teaching license spend a lot of time traveling away to Greensboro or Raleigh or Atlanta or other places to get training. And they still do some of that, but we can do a lot of it right here. It's also better because it's very concise. And it's also, we also do this because we literally look at data. We just did a podcast on academic performance. But we also look at data, and we try to have sessions on things that will make us better. Sessions where maybe our performance, student performance is not where we want it to be. Or sessions for special populations of students that just need a little more, you know, they just need a little more assistance than your regular run-of-the-Joe kid like I was. You know, I was a pretty average kind of person going through school. So that's why we do it.
So, Dr. Nolte, let's talk about what we're doing. What specifically are some of the classes that you could expect to see on that Staff Development Day?
Well, we do a lot of traditional things, and I won't highlight those individually. But, you know, we do some things for, you know, band and for physical education and some general sessions on reading and math and science. But this year we're focusing on getting deeper, more rigorous information and stuff in front of students, and then a few populations. So if you'll just indulge me, I'm going to flip through the catalog. And Mr. Trantham was accurate earlier. This is like a conference catalog. We have, you know, around 60 sessions, 3 hours in the morning, people will go to a session, or 3 hours in the afternoon, people will go to a session. Some sessions run all day long, but there are only a few of those. So I'm just going to flip through the catalog and talk a little bit about these. One of the things we're doing in with K-2 and 3-5 teachers, two different sessions, is something called technical text, because we've learned that some of the assessments that are used with students in learning really are not those fairy tale stories. They're really technical texts that have to be analyzed. So we're doing that. We're doing a lot of pacing guide work with Math 1 teachers, biology teachers, middle school science teachers, middle school math teachers. That's so they can all make sure that we're teaching the right stuff, the right standards. We're going to do some sessions on K-2 and K-3 science, so we make sure science information gets to our students earlier. We're having a really neat special session on that's called Autism 101. We have an increased number of students with autism in our system. Some of them struggle, but a lot of them do really, really well. And so we're having a session that's teachers, that's one of their choices. They can go to that. We're having a HyperDocs session, which is really neat. which should help some of our reading and English teachers, particularly in middle school and high school, help students move more toward technological use in literature and in writing. Mm-hmm. Not that we still don't need to use some pencil and paper, but to really enhance the use of technology, because that's the world we live in. We have a neat session on mental health first aid. You know, we have lots of students. This is a stressful society we live in, and we have a lot of students who receive therapeutic services. So we're having a session on mental health first aid for our teachers so they can recognize things and, mm-hmm. and talk to parents about those things. We're having a session for a lot of our middle school and high school coaches on legal matters and best practices for athletic coaches, things around concussions, things around, you know, liability related to student health and other things like that. That should be a really good session targeted toward keeping our students safer. We're actually doing a K-2 session on primary geometry. And, you know, kids work with shapes all the time, but to dig a little deeper with those little kids about the geometric values and notions in a triangle or in a square, those kinds of things, should be a good session. We have this fellow, Tyler Trantham, that mm-hmm. you might know, Mr. Mm-hmm. Trantham, might be a relative of you. He has a great presentation on drug and alcohol use and abuse and awareness for teachers, and he's offered to do that for us. That's a great session. You know, unfortunately, in our society, we're dealing with not just in Haywood County, but in the Southeast and across the nation, somewhat of an epidemic mm-hmm. around drug use. And so Tyler's going to do that session for us. And that should make our people more aware of what to look for, so we can begin to talk to families about, you know, we're seeing this. What are you seeing? What do we do to help this student? We have one of the first 17 teachers in the state who has a global digital training mm-hmm. badge. Caroline Bethay Brown, and we have some other teachers working on that global digital certification, so we have a session there mm-hmm. On that, and I'm missing lots of sessions, folks, and we're getting pretty close to the end of the program, so I'll just highlight a few more here. We're having a session for 6, 8, and 9, 12 teachers called Megatronics, which is a really neat way to remotely control and program robotic stuff in the curriculum around that. Mm-hmm. That should be good for math and science. We're doing a couple sessions on the growth mindset, which is just the teacher's perspective on things that I can do to help students think about possibilities rather than have them limited to like a one-word yes or no answer. And then a couple other things I'll mention as we wind down the program. We have a neat session that's going to be, actually we'll offer it morning and afternoon, called Lost Boys in Education. And our boys perform really well compared to other males across North Carolina. But boys typically don't do as well in school. And so we're going to have a session about that and what teachers might look for, and that might help young men. And then the last one I'll mention is a really neat session. We've had STEM for a while, STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And the arts people are adding the A to that, which is basically arts in STEM. And so it will be a good session for our classroom teachers and even some of our art people to look at using art or art-like things, mm-hmm. you know, painting, music, those kinds of things, to promote information in math and technology.
And while we're just about out of time, I would say that I think there's lots of evidence as we look back over the last few years that there's some gains from us taking the time to do this staff development day. We're better because of this staff development
day. There are two or three things that we have done to get better and to move from the middle of the pack in the state to the top 10%, and this is one of those three things.
Dr. Nolte, I want to thank you for being on our show today and talking with us. Listeners, thank you for being with us as well. Have a safe and great day.